Hello. Today I'm going to talk to you about the Emacs file editor and how you use it to edit files. Now, I've got my PowerPoint presentation just taking up part of the screen because what I've also done is I've logged on remotely using SSH to our Marion file server, which is the file server that I use in computer science. So what I'm going to do, hopefully, is to demonstrate some of the commands in Emacs as we go along. So editors are used, as you're probably aware, to create files of text, change files of text, modify their contents. And if you write email, if you write programs and lots of other things, you will use an editor. So most or all of you will have used an editor at some point in time. And there are different editors that are available. VI is a well-known one that's been around for quite some time. Another one is Ed, and Emacs is the one we're going to talk about today, which is used in Unix, and all of these are used in Unix. These editors are not the same as word processors, so I'm not talking about Microsoft Word here. I'm talking about sort of editing text rather than editing documents that are formatted and are going to be printed. So the Emacs editor, you may have heard of already, it's a very, very powerful editor. You can use it for lots of things, so not just editing your text file or your computer program, but you can also compile within it, for example. It's very powerful, has many, many features, and I can't include all those in this lecture, but it's available on most Unix systems. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the basics of using Emacs, and at the end I'll show you how to bring up the Emacs tutorial, which will allow you to try out commands and try out more commands so you can get an understanding of how Emacs works. And we'll also have a lab based on Emacs so that you can have a go with it and get to use it. Now, before I start showing you how to use Emacs, there are a couple of conventions that I need to tell you about. Now, Emacs uses the control characters and the meta keys, in other words, the escape key on the keyboard. Okay, it does that a lot, it uses those a lot, and those enable you to input commands into Emacs. So, in this lecture, I've got some notations that I want to just explain to you. Where I've got a capital C hyphen X, the capital C means hold down the control key and then at the same time press the X key. Okay, so if I wanted to do control X, I'd hold down control and type X while I'm holding that down. The meta escape key I've represented with a capital M, and so here meta Y or escape Y. With this, you don't hold down the escape key. What you do is you press the escape key and then you press the Y key. So it's slightly different. So it shows you how to actually use these keys to input commands. Okay, so here I've got, I'll just expand this to the full screen at the moment. Here I've got a picture of an Emacs window. Emacs windows vary. Yeah, you'll get some that look slightly different, but they all have the same basic structure. You may have heard of Xemacs, which is a version of Emacs that runs on X Windows. I think this is Xemacs actually here, this picture. But they all have the same basic structure. So the main part of the window is the edit window, and this contains the code or the text that you're actually editing. Then near the bottom, you see that black line there. These are on the slides, which are online. So if you can't see it from here, you'll be able to look at the slides. This is the status line and shows the status or what's happening in the Emacs editor. So for example, it'll show the mode, and in here that's showing it's on a shell script mode. So in other words, that's kind of the type of editing that you're doing, and I'll talk more about modes later on. It also tells you where you are in the file. So in the right hand, at the right hand edge of that black line, it says L28, which refers to line 28, and it says 19%. So it's telling me that I'm 19% of the way through the file. That's what I can actually see in my window. It also tells me the date. On the left-hand side, you'll see some dashes, but when you start editing a document and you have unsaved changes, so you've edited but you've not saved, you'll see that two asterisks appear here, and that tells you that you've got some changes in there you've not actually saved back to disk. At the bottom of there, you'll see it just looks blank, but this is known as the mini buffer. And when you enter Emacs commands by holding down the control key and typing another character, or by pressing the escape key and typing a character, you'll see the cursor will move to be within this bottom section of the window in this mini buffer. And then you'll be able to enter commands and you'll see what you're typing in this little bottom section. So I'll show you an example of that shortly. Okay, so how do you actually start Emacs? Well, as you would imagine, you would start Emacs at the Unix prompt by typing Emacs. Now, you can either just type Emacs, in which case it would bring up an empty Emacs window that would not have any files loaded in, or you can type Emacs followed by the file name, and then it would go and look and try and find a file with that name to open up and show you. If there's no file with that file name, it will just create a new one with that file name. As we've already mentioned, the Emacs window is divided into three parts. I've discussed that already, so I'm not going to go into that again. How do you actually quit Emacs? You type Control X, Control C. So you hold down the control character, and you, while you're holding it down, you press X and C. If you have unsaved changes, it will prompt you. Do you want to save these changes, or do you want to quit anyway? Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I've got my Merriam window, and I'm going to, if I can type straight having freezing cold fingers, I'm going to open a file. Let me just do an ls of this directory so you can see I have a number of files here. One of them is called my creatures file, or actually I'm going to open creatures.txt. So I would type Emacs creatures.txt there. Hit return, and it's brought me up an Emacs window, or rather it's doing it from within my Marium window because I'm over an SSH connection. And you can see here various random animals are listed in this file. It's just a silly file that I created just to show some of the features of Emacs, how you actually move around and edit it. So I've opened up that file, and I've got my cursor shown at a particular position in the file. And what I'm going to do now is I'm going to move around the file one character at a time. So I can do this very easily by just using the arrow keys. Yeah, that's me using the arrow keys. What I can also do is I can use some of the commands. So Control B will move backwards one character. So you can see my cursor, which is green there, is moving back one character at a time. Control F moves forward one character at a time. And I can do the same thing, but typing Control P or Control N will move to the previous line or to the next line. So if I do Control P, I'm moving up a line, Control N, I'm moving down a line. It says at the bottom of this slide, scrolling happens as necessary, because if you start moving further and further down and you get to the bottom of the window, the Emacs editor will automatically scroll your file up for you so that you can keep moving down. Okay, so that was moving in steps of a character. What you can also do is move in steps of a word or a sentence or paragraphs or whole screens. So there are a number of commands that you can use here to do that, and these are listed here. I'm not going to show all of them because you can try this out for yourself. And when you start using Emacs and you get to know it, you'll find that these come naturally. You don't actually have to keep looking them up. You get to know automatically what commands you do to move around the file, and then it becomes a lot faster. So, for example, MetaF or EscapeF moves forwards one word. So EscapeF, I'm going forwards one word at a time. Okay. And MetaB or EscapeB moves backwards one word. So if I do this, I'm going back one word. And here I'm going back one word through that line there. Control A goes to the start of a current line, Control E to the end of a current line. So I could do Control E, it's going automatically to the end. If I go down, Control E takes me very quickly to the end of that line. Control A takes me very quickly back to the beginning of the line. Okay. And various other commands are used. You can go to the start of a sentence, the end of a sentence, scroll up and down a whole screen full, move to the start or the end of a file. So you've got these commands that can help you move very quickly around the document or the text file. At the bottom, Control L refreshes the screen. Now, what this means is that sometimes when you're using Emacs, for example, for me here, I'm editing my file using Emacs within a Marian SSH connection. And periodically I get emails arriving, and by default in my Marian window, it tells me when they arrive and it pops up in the middle of whatever I'm doing, saying new email from, and then the subject line. And if I'm editing in Emacs, it can do this within Emacs as well. And basically, Control L just tells the editor to redraw the screen, because that text that tells me about the email is not actually inserted into the text of the file. It's just showing in that window. So it says, refresh the screen and get rid of that so I can carry on editing my document. Okay, so that was moving around the file. How do we actually insert and delete text? Well, to start off with, when you open a document in Emacs, inserting text, well, it's straightforward, yeah. As you'd think, you just click in a certain place or move the cursor to a certain place, and then you start typing. And if you want to delete, you hit the delete key, and it deletes character by character. That's straightforward, doesn't need much explaining. But what you can also do is you can use the commands to delete more than one character at a time. So you can use, for example, escape delete or escape D to delete whole words, which is quite useful because then you don't have to keep hitting the delete key or holding it down and watching where it gets to. You can just do delete, 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 and it'll remove lines, remove words. So what I'm doing here is I'm typing escape D and I'm deleting words at a time. Yeah, we're deleting whole words at a time as the lines follow. Okay. What you can also do in Emacs is you can delete whole lines. Okay. So this is Control K. K stands for kill, so you can kill whole lines within Emacs. So here, if I go to the start of this line, I can do Control K, and it kills the whole line. It gets rid of it. Yeah. If I do another Control K, it also gets rid of the carriage return. Now, this text that I've got rid of is not gone forever at the moment. It's stored so that I can then choose to move the cursor to a different place in the file, and then I can use Control Y to yank it back in again. So it's a very quick way of moving chunks of text around. So what I might choose to do is I might choose to do Control K, Control K, Control K, all the way down here, get rid of that chunk of text, that whole paragraph, and then yank it back in. Where do I want to do that? I can do that down here. Yank, and it's all in there. So you can see my original text is up there, and I've yanked this extra text down here, and I can yank it back in again. So I can keep doing that as many times as I want by typing Control Y. So I am repeatedly putting that text, pasting it in again and again and again. Okay. So that's quite a handy thing to do in Emacs. What you can also do, an easier way of deleting a whole area rather than repeatedly hitting Control K, is that you can use Control Space and Control W. Now, control space is used to mark the start of the region that you want to delete, and control W is where you move the cursor to where you want to end that region and get rid of the whole lot. You type control W and it all disappears. So I'll show you that now. Okay, so if I move up to, say, the start of Buffalo, okay, and I'm marking this out, so control space, and you'll see right at the bottom in the mini buffer, it says mark set. So it's telling me you've actually marked the start of that region. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to move down to Buffalo further down, and I'm going to remove that whole chunk of text by typing control W. So control W will say, right, at this position here, get rid of all the text from between here and where I started marking out that text. So if I type control W, it gets rid of all that. I've removed that whole paragraph of text. I can then choose to put it back in if I've made the wrong decision, so I can yank it back in, or I can move somewhere else completely in the document and yank it back in there, yeah, using control Y. So that's another way of moving great chunks of text around. Okay, so I'm going to talk a little bit about file handling now. Now, we need to be able to load files into Emacs, of course, and we need to be able to save them. So, if you're within Emacs and you want to load a file, you can try type Control X, Control F. Okay, and what it will then do is it will move the cursor to the mini buffer and it will say, right, enter the name that you want to me to look for to load in. Yeah, so, I'm going to do that here now. Control X, Control F, and it's saying at the bottom, find file, twiddle slash UET slash. So UET is the directory I'm in under my home directory, and I might want to load in my creatures file. So I type in my, and then it's rather a long file name. I can't be bothered to type it all, so I hit tab there, and it says, well, you've got various possible completions there that it could be you're looking for. I've got my creatures file, my different file, my results file, my Eric file, various things. Which one do you want? So then I type control capital C and I hit tab again, and it's saying, well, it must be my creatures file you want, but do you want my creatures file with a twiddle on the end, or do you want my creatures file with nothing on the end? So I just think, well, I just want the my creatures file as it's listed there, so I hit return, and there it is, it's loaded it in for me. So what it did was, I typed control X, control F, it prompted me for the path name, the file name in the mini buffer, I typed the start of the name, I used tab to try and complete the name, and then I finally selected the actual file that I wanted, and it loaded it in. Now, the thing you need to be aware of is that when you make changes to the file on the screen, those changes are not made to the file on the disk until you actually explicitly save that file. Okay. But they are made to a copy called the buffer. So provided your Emacs is set up correctly, what it will do is it will automatically save a backup for you. And in the previous example, I was looking for my creatures file, and it gave me an option of my creatures file or my creatures file with a twiddle on the end. And that twiddle on the end, that is a previous version of my creatures file, so it's saving a backup for me. Okay. So when I make changes to a document, I have effectively an old version hanging around. Okay. But also, when I make changes on the screen, they're copied to the buffer, and I have to explicitly save them back to the file by typing control X, control S. That will save the file I'm currently editing. Or if I have a number of files in the Emacs window, all open and they've all been edited, and I want to get rid of to save them all, I would just type control XS. So rather than control X, remove my hand, control S. I would just hold down the control all the time when I type XS, and that would save all those files in one go. Okay. So as you see, I can have more than one file open at a time. Currently, in my Emacs window, I have two files open. I have my creatures file, and I think I have whatever the other one's called, I can't remember. But I have them both open in the file, in the Emacs window. So I can use Control XF to switch between those buffers. Yeah, those files are saved in buffers, and Control XB will swap to the previous buffer. So I can switch between them. They're both loaded in Emacs, but I can switch between which one is currently shown at a particular time. Now, it's important to save your work frequently, because if the system crashes and you haven't saved it, then the changes will be lost. Okay, so it's important to save your changes. Right, okay. So, moving on to the next slide. If you do some changes to a file, you've typed something, and then you think, oh no, that was wrong, I didn't mean to type that, you can undo what you've done. So Control X U undoes previous commands. Okay, and if you repeatedly type Control X U, it will undo more and more things back through the history of what you've done to that file. Another useful feature of Emacs is searching. Now, if you've got a very large text file, you may need to search it from time to time to find particular things, rather than wading through, scrolling down and looking just at the text. You can search very easily in Emacs. And you can do this by typing escape X. And then you can enter a command, isearch-forward or isearch-backwards in the mini buffer. And then it will prompt you for what you want to search for. So here, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do escape X, and you see it's brought me into the bottom part of the window. And now I'm going to type isearch-forwards, and I hit return. And then it's saying isearch:. So it's saying, what do you want to search for? Now, I want to search for the word, wombat, yeah? So I then start typing wombat, W-O-M-B-A-T. And you see it's already found it for me. It started searching, and as you type the letters, it looks quickly to see where the match is, where the nearest match is. It's found one instance of wombat for me. If I then want to keep looking, I can just do the command again. So it's found another version of wombat. And then I've tried again, and it's saying failing isearch wombat at the bottom, which means I can't find any more. Yeah, I've looked for wombat further on in the document, I can't find any more, so I'm now failing that search. But if I then do search yet again, it says overwrapped isearch. So what it's done is it's gone round back up to the top of the document and it started searching again. So you can search down and then go back up to the top and have the first instance again. You just keep going round and round and round. Okay. So that's how you do that. A shorter way of searching forward is Control S, which is what I did just now, and Control R for searching in a backwards direction. And if you're using commands and you think, oh no, I didn't mean to do that, or I want to get back to editing and I'm in the middle of a command, you can type Control G, and that will quit out of the command at any time, so you can just type Control G. Okay, so that was searching. But what we can also do is we can replace strings in our documents, and with this what we do is we type escape X again. So in the same start to it, in the same way that we do our search, we type escape X, but this time we enter a different command, query-replace. What this will do is it will find something you want to replace and then ask you if you really want to replace it. So it's querying you. So I'm going to quit out of this, quit, okay, and then I'm going to do escape X, and then I'm going to type in the bottom query -replace, yeah, hit return, and it says query replace colon. So in other words, what do you want to replace? I want to replace the word wombat, so wombat I'm typing in, I hit return, and then it says what do you want to replace it with? It's got query replace wombat with colon, so I might want to replace it with, I was going to say hippopotamus, but I don't think I could spell that. Anteater. Yeah? I'm going to replace it with that. So I hit return. And then because it's a query replace, it's saying, right, I found the first instance of wombat. Yeah, because the cursor's moved up to where the wombat is. Query replacing wombat with anteater at the bottom. So do you really want to do this? So then I type Y for yes. And it's replaced it up there. And then it's the cursor's jumped to the next instance of wombat, and it's saying, query replacing wombat with anteater. So it's saying, do you want to replace this one with anteater? And I think, well, no, actually, maybe I'll leave that the same. So I type N. And so it leaves that wombat the same. And at the bottom, it says, replaced one occurrence. So it's replaced one of those with anteater. Okay, so that's a query replace. If you're sure you just want to replace everything in the file, every instance of a particular word in the file, you would use replace hyphen string instead of query hyphen replace, and that would avoid all that prompting. So it depends what you actually want to do. Another useful feature of Emacs is the spelling checker. And again, you would type escape X, but then in the bottom, you would type... let's do escape X, and at the bottom you would type spell buffer, except I can't type spell hyphen buffer. Yeah, hit return, and it's saying, it's checking, and then it says aardvark not recognised, editor replacement. So it's saying, I don't recognise aardvark, and so here's the replacement you could put it put for it. Feel free to edit what you want to put in its place. So I might want to say, well, I'm going to edit aardvark and change it with, you know, anteater. It's probably not a good example, but I can do that. And then it's saying query replacing aardvark with anteater. Do you really want to do this? And I type yes, and it's done it. I'm going to quit out of this now. So what I might do is I might put in horse, but I'll leave the E off, yeah? So I've misspelt horse, and I'm saying, right, now I want to check the spelling in this document. But I'll put that at the beginning of the file just to make it simpler. Yep. Right, that's better. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to do another check of my spelling. So I'm going to do... spell buffer, spell hyphen buffer, hit return, checking the spelling. Oh, it's gone to baboon. Typical. Okay, baboon is not recognised, so I might want to replace that with baboon with one B. It's probably still not right, but I'll do that. And then hit return, and it's saying, do you really want to do this? Yes, I do. So it's replaced baboon, and then it's moved on to quail. It doesn't seem to have many animals in its dictionary. Okay, right. So that's how you replace strings and how you check your spelling in your document. Now, what you can also do, I said previously, you can have more than one file loaded into Emacs at the same time. And so you can subdivide your Emacs window to show more than one file at the same time. And you do this using Ctrl+X2, Ctrl+X3, Ctrl+X1, and then Ctrl+X O, as in the letter O, moves the cursors between these windows. So if I've got my Emacs window here, if I want to split it into two, I can use Ctrl+X2, so Ctrl+X and then a number 2, and it's divided it into two for me. If I want to divide it into three, Ctrl+X3, and it's divided the top window again, so that I've now got three sub-windows in my Emacs. So it's Ctrl+X3 says split vertically. So what I've done here is I've done it in this top window and it's split it vertically. If I want to get back to one window, I can do Ctrl+X0. So Ctrl+X0. And what Ctrl+X0 does is it... repeatedly reduces the number of windows by one. So Ctrl+X0 again removes it back to just one window. If I want to just split my window vertically, as I said, the Control X 3 will do it vertically. Control X 0 to get back to 1, Control X 2 does it horizontally. And I can keep splitting and subdividing those windows until it gets absolutely impossible to work. And then Control X and the character O moves the cursor between those files. So I've gone back up to the top one again now. Okay. I think the final thing, more or less, that I want to talk to you about is modes, and I mentioned that briefly earlier on. Now, a mode in Emacs is something that allows you to configure Emacs for a certain type of editing. So I mentioned you can use Emacs for editing text files, and you can use Emacs for editing programs, which are obviously text files of a particular kind. And so you can have a particular mode that you can set in Emacs that means that Emacs will change the view of the file in a certain way. So in order to change the mode, you would use the Escape X and then the name of the mode that you want. And the most basic mode in Emacs is fundamental mode. So I've probably got that here. Yes, at the bottom of my window, it's in the status line, it says fundamental in brackets. And that is the mode that I'm in at the moment, because all I'm doing is I'm editing basic text. Yeah. But you have other modes. Text mode will give automatic text wrapping, so it'll wrap around. C++ mode is very useful if you're editing a C++ file, because it will do things like syntax highlighting, which makes it easier to see. Okay. What Emacs may do, or probably will do, is it will guess the mode from the suffix of the file name. So if I have a file, for example, that has something like myfile.txt, then what Emacs will do when you tell it to edit that is it will probably select text mode or fundamental mode for that. Whereas if I have a file such as something with a C++ suffix on it, Emacs will probably figure out that you want C++ mode for that file. But you can change that within Emacs anyway if you want to. Okay, just to finish up, what I want to do is talk about the online tutorial and how you get help within Emacs. Now, Emacs has a very useful tutorial, and I'd really recommend you have a look through it. It's really good, because you can use the commands from within the tutorial to move through the tutorial and use the commands as you read it. It tells you, try this, try that, and you actually get to try them out rather than just reading it. So it's really, really good. To access help, I mean, here it says you can do things like Control H for help, and if you type Control H, Control H, it will tell you what each of the menu options means. But also, if you want the tutorial, Control HT is the online tutorial. So if I get, I'll just get that back to one file, and then if I do Control HT, it's opened up the Emacs tutorial for me. Okay, and it starts off at the beginning, and it says, capital C means hold the control key, and so on and so forth. And then, as you see, I can read all this and move down here, and it says, now type control V to view the next screen. And so it's telling me, try this command to view the next part of the tutorial. So I'm doing that, and then from now on you should do this again whenever you finish reading the screen. So it's kind of working through the tutorial by using the commands themselves. So it's really worth going through if you want to get more of an understanding of how Emacs works. Okay, well, I'm going to finish there now, but hopefully you'll all get to use Emacs, and as I said, there'll be a lab on Emacs, so you'll be able to do some exercises there, and the lab demonstrators will be able to help you with that. Okay.